I'm doing great. How are y'all doing? Sipping out of those whiskey barrels. Quit drinking.
Yeah.
Well, first off, Jerry, of course, again, happy birthday from the family.
Uh-huh.
And I did have a question. We want to move some Nandina, and I know that this is the best time, but what is the latest time without losing, you know, possibly losing them, you know, in case we don't get to them in time?
I don't know. Even move those things in the middle of the summer. They're mean as a junkyard dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not tough.
Okay,
might lose some leaves, but a few stems. But.
Well, the leaves are little anyway, aren't they?
Yeah.
But they're pretty tough, especially if you cut them back a little bit.
Yeah, we're thinking about, you know, like cutting around the root
ball. Are they huge things?
No, they're about maybe 3 feet tall.
Oh, that's no problem.
And they're not getting very much shade where they're at, so we want to move them. And, And so we wanted to move them. So I figure maybe after this next rain we're supposed to get next week, maybe soften the ground up then and do it.
Yeah, I was out planting some bulbs yesterday. And the ground is still pretty moist, so I'd say do it any time that John feels strong enough to pop them out of the ground, you know.
Well, we'll probably just hook them up to one of the vehicles.
There you go. Well, they got a pretty good root system, and no doubt about that.
Okay, should we cut them back or anything, or just leave them as they are and just put them in the ground?
I'd cut them in half.
Cut them in half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Certainly easier to move when you don't have all that top on it. But a three-footer is not going to be too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now,
they're not.
No, that's after you pull them out of the ground. So you want to have something to pull on. So
that's
if they're only 3 feet, that'll break your back bending over to pull them.
Okay.
3 feet's nothing. I thought you were talking about my mother's got some in front of her house, and those things are 6 or 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
I mean, huge, and probably, you know, huge diameter things.
Yeah, we had one that was huge. I mean, it was like 5 feet in diameter and about maybe 8 feet tall. But these, they seem like they haven't grown any since we've moved here, so.
When have you got a, are they dwarf or semi-dwarf or standard?
I don't know. I don't know the difference.
Well, that could be why they're not growing. You know, they make everybody's gone to the short one now.
Yeah.
And the one that's real colorful in the winter, if it's getting enough sun.
Yeah, well, that's what I think it is. I don't think it's getting enough sun.
Okay.
It probably could be bigger if it was in the right area.
Yeah. Well, pop them right out of there. I'm still enjoying that pie, so you tell your girls y'all did good.
But he didn't bring us any.
Not a single
one. Well, they ate all my volunteers. They ate the sugared one.
Yeah.
There's only one piece left, and I was going to eat that one, and she snatched it away like it was a snake.
Well, after I thought about it, I thought, well, I should have let him have it. And Jennifer goes, no, there's too much sugar in that.
But we had, at our cheap Mexican place, we also had pie made by our volunteers.
Oh, nice.
Those volunteers are good people, man. I mean, they're good for a lot of stuff.
Did you get a lot of different stuff.
You've recruited a good group.
Yeah.
Did you try any
I'm just amazed, Linda, every time I hear him say how much he loves volunteers.
It's taken me years.
It wasn't very many years ago, and he was...
keep him away from
my
me.
My memory is not good, but I don't think that's what he was saying.
maybe they've changed.
That's right, yeah.
Did you get to try some of the fudge that Bill had brought?
No, I didn't try that. Another volunteer brings a sugar pat fudge to that, and then gives it to everybody else. And here, old Mr. Diabetic, I think my wife is paying him off to pass that. it's just like a deadly capsule of sugar there.
We'll see. That's why we snatched that sugar pie away from you.
Well, you did good. All right. Thank you for the greetings.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Poor
John from the background.
Yeah, John.
Get
him muffled back there.
308-8867, the number to call with your gardening questions. 308-8867.